This is a guided meditation for healing childhood wounds by Jenny Braun. I invite you to close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths to whatever extent feels accessible in this moment. With each breath, inviting yourself to drop in a little more deeply into the present moment. If your thoughts wander, thanking them for trying to bring your attention to what feels important to them, and then coming back to the now. Feeling your breath as it enters your body and as it leaves your body. Noticing any sounds or sensations. As you do, feeling yourself landing a little bit more into your body. Feeling all the points of contact between your body and whatever surface you're on. And as you begin to land a little bit more inside of you, I invite you to start feeling into the feeling, the thought that is often recurring for you. You might also bring up a recent situation that triggered a strong reaction or a difficult interaction with a family member. What were you believing about yourself or the other in that moment? For example, I don't matter, I'm invisible. Others' needs matter more than mine. And as you start feeling into the belief, I invite you to notice what emotions come up for you. This might include sadness, frustration, helplessness, rage, fear, confusion. Just letting whatever is there be there without judgment. And as you start accessing the emotions, check in with your body and notice the physical sensations there. Does any area of your body get tight, achy, or jittery? Does any part of your body, or maybe even your whole body, get distant, feel numb? And just exploring, getting curious. Without needing to fix or change anything. And as you start feeling into the belief, the emotions, the physical sensation, I invite you to imagine that you're tracing that feeling back in time to its origin. To a time, situation, or place when you first or most significantly felt something similar. You might access a memory or just a felt sense of something. You might get to a whole time period in your childhood rather than one specific incident. Start dropping into what was happening at the time. How is your young self feeling? What were they learning about themselves, about the world? What were they deciding they needed to do to cope with the situation? Especially considering that belief that they were developing about themselves and the world. Once you have a felt sense of your young self, imagine that your current self was entering this space with your young self. And if there was anyone else with them at the time, you might freeze those other people. And if no memory or nothing is coming up, just stay with the physical sensations, with the belief. Or you might do this next part, just assuming that there's a young self, even though you don't quite know the age or don't quite know the situation yet. And if you are accessing a younger self, just let them know that you're there for their future, you're there to support them, that you know exactly what they're going through. Now, once they start feeling your presence, your compassion for them, maybe say something to them that would have been really helpful for them to hear at the time. That might include, it's not your fault. I'm here, I've got you. You are perfect exactly as you are. Their inability to be there for you in the way you needed reflected on them. It had nothing to do with you or your needs or your worth. Or maybe your younger self is just needing your physical presence more than words. In that case, just allow them to feel you, maybe hold them, hug them, stroke their hair. Sending them love. When that young part starts feeling soothed, calmed, maybe your body sensations are a little bit less, the emotions are not as charged. Imagine that you're giving your young self an energetic hug, maybe enfolding them into your heart, maybe letting them know that you'll keep on checking in with them. From here, I invite you to start fast-forwarding in time. Maybe 6 months from now, maybe a year. To a time when you have released that belief about yourself and or the world. And you've realized that it wasn't the truth of anything, it was just a belief that you developed in order to make sense of the situation with the best tools you had at the time. What new belief would you like to replace the old one with? And imagining that you're installing this new belief into your brain, your neural pathways. Start imagining how it feels to live your life from this belief. It might be I'm enough. It might be the universe has my back. It might be I can have connection and autonomy. Whatever it is, feel and imagine it in as much detail as possible. And if nothing comes up, if this doesn't feel accessible yet, keep staying with the younger self or the belief or the emotions and physical sensations until you start feeling a shift. Otherwise, I invite you to visualize yourself dropping this image of you into your crown, letting it permeate throughout all the neural pathways, all the cells in your body, every bone, muscle, tissue that was impacted by the old wounding, the old beliefs, the old coping strategies. And start feeling them begin to be replaced by this new possibility, this new lens through which to see things. Maybe placing your hands in your heart, feeling yourself filling your heart with that feeling, that image. And then when your heart feels so full, feeling it start expanding out into the world.